Who likes beer? Come on, hands up, all those who like beer. Right. Well, I have in front of me, Roger Overall, what do I have in front of me? Or what do we have in front of us? Yeah, this is a beer tasting audio boo. All those of you who are belong to the Pioneer Total Abstinence Association or any other non-drinking group can turn off right now, if you will, like. Otherwise, stick with it. You don't know what's going to happen here. What have we got?
We have 7 bottles of beer. We have a bottle of Old Speckled Hen, which is one of my my favourites. That's an English bitter.
I have to tell you that Owen O'Leary brought that to this house.
Good man, Owen.
Just to say that's how it got in here.
Well, right. if we're drinking tonight, this is actually one of the beers that probably won't get drunk by me tonight, simply because I know it.
Yeah, I would have the same reaction, actually, because I lived in the UK for ages, and Old Speckled Hen is a goodie, and but we both know it.
It's a solid and reliable one. The same goes for Hobgoblin. Possibly less well known, I don't know, but I know this beer. I've had this beer.
Witchwood Brewery. It's a traditional. I'm reading now from the label. It's a 5.2 alcohol, traditionally crafted,
legendary
ruby beer.
Legendary.
Oh well,
ruby
all right. That's all marketing hype. But it's got a hobgoblin with a with an axe on it. Where's that made?
Where is it made? It's a very good question. It's made in Oxfordshire.
Right, okay. That's Oxfordshire. Are we drinking that one?
Well, again, it's one I know.
We won't touch that then. We won't touch that. So Owen brought those two, and they have failed to be tasted the other night, and they're not being tasted tonight.
But they're very good beers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't discount them. Now, we have...
We have one here that doesn't have a label on it.
Well, we think...
Yeah, it came off in the wash.
A traditional Irish... O'Shea's traditional Irish stout.
This is a 4.5...
Yeah, brewed to a traditional recipe with selected hops and barley malt.
Yeah, we can both read, actually. This is an Irish one. Mm. What, do we know anything else about it?
No.
Do you know anything about O'Shea's?
I have no knowledge of an O'Shea's.
We have another bottle of O'Shea's there.
The other bottle of O'Shea's is an ale, which I'm presuming is going to be more of a bitter beer.
Aha! This has got a label on the side saying Bloss.
Oh, here we go.
It won a silver... Bloss na Héireann. It won a silver star in 2011.
Very good.
This is a how many degrees?
4.3.
See, when I was connected with Camera, by looking at Camera in the UK, there was all the UK pubs have got the alcoholic content on them chalked up.
They do. They do. And they have them on the...
on the pumps.
They do, on the pumps as well.
Are you tempted?
I am, because it is a...
We've shortlisted.
We'll shortlist
Let's
it.
Go on to the next three, then. Is that the only one we've shortlisted so far?
It's the only one we've shortlisted so far.
Right.
The reason I'm not putting the stout on there yet is stout would be, for me, the archetypical Irish drink. Nobody does stout as well as the Irish. So I'm curious about the non-stouts that Ireland produce.
Okay.
So.
Let's go.
What have we got here? Now we've got...
This is like good old Gary Vaynerchuk, except we haven't got any pictures.
Yes, and we...
I think we should spice it up a bit.
Actually, we're quite reserved,
aren't
we?
We should spice it up a bit. We're going to get like Gary Vaynerchuk, right?
People's faces. Now this,
now,
I have
if your Irish idea. Accent... Come on, let me have your Irish accent here, or your Irish pronunciation of the Gaelic. Well, I give you Roger Overall. From which country?
Half of me is from Holland, half of me is from England.
Okay, let's have your pronunciation of the of this bottle.
Is that Carrigdove? West Cork Brewery, there we are.
Carrigdove is good.
Oh, this
Dove,
is...
Dove, I think Dove. You could give it a bit of a Dove.
Dove, there we go. Now, this is a porter, which is a stout as well, isn't
Correct.
It? Correct,
absolutely.
Now, if I remember correctly, porter stout has port added to it, is that correct?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. So
no, but I could be wrong too.
Piece of nonsense. Do not believe what anyone else says.
I think it's a good story that Guinness has got port in it. That would be actually quite good. This comes from Dingle, you know.
It does, but Guinness isn't a porter stout, is it? What is a porter stout? Now, here's the question. What's the difference between a stout
it's
and
stout,
a porter stout?
It's stout drunk by porters. In other words, it's the second use of the same stuff, cheap stuff, for people who are being paid a very low wage.
So this is inferior, is what you're trying to say?
I'm saying that it turned out to be a high premium product after it was originally produced for people who needed to get drunk on very little money.
Well, you're not kidding, because this is 6%. So that's okay. So far.
Is it shortlisted or not? Come on, there are people wanting to know.
I'm going to shortlist it for a second.
Okay, you've got two more to do, and you only have 15 seconds. You've got to be quick. This is quick.
O'Hara's Irish Pale Ale, dry hopped. That's definitely on the list.
Come on.
Blackrock Irish Stout from Dungarvan. I know that without even looking at the label. We'll shortlist that as well.
Okay, now I look here and I see four bottles shortlisted. This man's indecisive. Are you dropping the Irish Stout? That one, okay. We got four, Roger. I want you to pick two, right? Because we'll start off with two, but we might get drink four, depending on whether you're staying the night.
God. We are then going to go...
Pawn to King 4 there. The Black Rock has been pushed. Okay, is that advanced?
Carrick Dove is staying. The Carrick Dove, simply because...
Carrick Dove has...
We have to find out what that is.
Okay.
And the Blast and the Heron Silver Award winner is also staying.
Get rid of the other two, and then we're... Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce that the choices made by Roger Overall were a traditional Irish ale, which has got 4.3, and the other one has got...
Six.
I'm having the six, okay? We'll come back to you after we've had the tasting. Right, stage two of this audioboo are the tasting notes. So the tasting notes are first about Carrick Dove, a handcrafted porter from the Dingle Peninsula, brewed by the West Kerry Brewery. Roger Overall, you have said something about this to me already. What do you think? He is now smelling it. Yes. You smell wine. You bloody well drink ale and beer and stuff. Stop being poncy. What do you think of it?
Well, although it's being poncy and I'm not allowed to say it, obviously, it has a cheesy aroma, a slightly smoky one, and definitely it tastes smoky. And my phrase was iodine-y, which I, when you taste Scotch whiskey, I am sure, having already made a fool of myself this evening talking about porter stout, but I am sure that there are whiskies in Scotland that have a definite iodine flavour. Due to, is it the peat, the turf, the water
it's
goes through?
Because the people working on the whiskey have iodine on their hands.
That I know for a fact probably isn't true.
Okay, look back to this. I said it was medicinal. I don't like it. It's not my cup of tea. Maybe after we've had several bottles, we'd feel differently.
I'd be curious to find out what this tastes like with some bread and cheddar. But I first...
So we're giving it thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Okay, we'll go on to the next one in a minute. And the second candidate for our assault on Irish microbreweries is O'Shea's Traditional Irish Ale. Roger Overall, what think you of this one?
I quite like the smell. It promised a lot.
It's a kind of orangey colour smell,
orangey
isn't
colour.
It?
It's a lovely colour, I have to say.
I love the colour. It's a photographer's drink, isn't it?
It's a photographer's drink, it is, until you actually drink it. It starts off quite nicely when you have a sip, but it hangs on, it lingers, it wraps itself around
is
your
it
tongue.
Cloy? Is that what you're saying?
Cloy, yes. Is that the phrase? There you are. It just
clings to you. Clings,
yes. It won't let go.
Do you need to wash your mouth out?
I will if I start using certain words. It won't leave me, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, look, this is damning with faint praise, right? Right. I'd drink it if it was a really, really hot day and I was pouring buckets of sweat and somebody thrust it into my arm. I would not push it away.
No, if somebody bought me a pint of this, I wouldn't turn it down.
Oh, I would not drink a pint of it. I wouldn't go for a pint.
I don't think you'd go
through. I would get two.
You wouldn't get through a whole pint.
Anyway, it comes through a bottle. Okay, we've killed that one. Hey, we got a few more. Will we try another few? I think we should.
Yes, I think we should.
We need to.
Yes, should we?
Okay, now we're coming back to our third?
This is the third one.
This is called...
Can we point out we're not actually finishing the bottle?
Don't believe a word of him. Don't believe a thing he says. What are you saying about not finishing the bottle? This is from a Dungarvan company called Black Rock Irish Stout. A premium craft Irish beer made by the Dungarvan Brewing Company. Do you know anyone working for them?
No,
We better declare... Are you, by the way, employed by any competitor of any of these... companies that we're product with.
I'm not employed by any competitor. I am available to be employed.
Right.
And
do you have shares in any of their competitors?
I don't.
Are you damning these beers because you're being paid by somebody to damn them?
Well, I have to be. Actually, I did approach the Dungarvan Brewing Company to do photography, and they told me that only 2 days before. Another photographer had gone in and done...
Well, therefore, you're totally biased.
I'm biased.
He's totally biased. What do you think of this one, Roger, as a matter of interest? What's your opinion of it?
I like it better than the previous one, the previous stout we had, but I'm not gone on it.
Okay, I think it's bloody awful. It is not, but this is purely my taste. I have to tell you that I can't have more than one mouthful because I really did think it was the kind of thing I'd. It reminded me of when I was a kid. We used to be given cod liver oil. Now, I'm not saying it tastes like cod liver oil, but I'm just saying that the experience is like cod liver oil.
Dare I use the word iodine again? I'm going to get...
Yes, boring. You have bloody shares. Have you shares in iodine company?
Okay,
we're killing BlackRock. Roger, throw the bottle away. Now, this is the halfway point in the tasting, I think, is it? Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Now, look, you just said something very balanced and measured, and I want to capture it.
Okay.
What was that thought about?
Well, I'm a Murphy's drinker, you're a Guinness drinker, and we've both so far not really enjoyed the two stouts we've had. And I was just wondering, is it because we're almost ignorant of what a good stout should taste like? Because we're so familiar with the mass-produced, softly, softly, gentle, gentle appeal to the widest audience.
I'm a Blue Nun drinker, right? I'd been a Blue Nun drinker and very happy drinking Blue Nun all my life, and somebody gave me a first growth Chateau Margaux, and I thought it was rubbish.
Yes. And you thought it was rubbish because
you
didn't know, actually, this is what it's supposed to taste like.
Exactly. So basically, we are the ones who need our palate educating.
Yes.
And we're going to go on to O'Hara's Pale Ale, and we're going to go on to Hobgoblin and these things. And we're going to realise that we're wrong. The brewers are right.
We probably are. We do have one more stout to come.
I can't bear it, but I will try it. Made by the same company. O'Shea's. Okay. Can we just drink something else instead of
that?
We can.
We'll drink.
Okay. We'll have another tasting, right? Yes. We'll have another tasting.
Apricot? Apricots and wet socks.
No, it's strawberries and pear.
Strawberries and pear?
Yeah, it's definitely strawberries and pear mixed together, you know. Anyway, look, let's actually try drinking it. Do you want to spit it into a bottle or are you actually swallowing it?
I'm swallowing it.
You're swallowing it?
Mm.
Right. On top of all the other stuff you've drunk?
Oh, yes.
Now, this is much nicer to me. Even though my palate has been assaulted by the other stuff and actually needs a cup of tea to recover, this is nicer to me, I think. God, I'm not sure if it'll last, though. What I love is the just before you take it into your mouth, you suck the air, you know, get a waft of air. That causes rising smell to hit your nostrils. Mm. So you get this slightly fruity, you know, light wind in from the sea, from below, right? And that's very pleasant.
We should point out this is the O'Hara Irish Pale Ale.
Yeah, we damned their other thing, did we?
No. We only have one of those. Whereas with the previous one, which is wouldn't let go of your mouth, this knows when to take its leave.
I like that word, knows. I think we'll just drink a little bit of this and we'll put it aside. We will not throw this bottle down the sink.
No, this one is not
going down the sink. Okay. Well, we're sticking with this one, Roger. You've just you've had a little bit more to drink, right? Mm. So you're a little bit more under the influence. What did you just say in relation to this one?
That was a whole 5 seconds ago, so I'm supposed to remember that far back. I think, and this is very strange for me to say, because I don't like beers that don't have flavour, but my comment on the O'Hara Irish Pale Ale is almost too much flavour.
You're saying it's for a drink for women? Saying it doesn't have the body for a male palate?
I don't know. Am I saying that?
I don't know. I'm putting words in your mouth.
Well, in that case, no. I will.
I don't think there's enough tannin in this. Is that what you're saying?
Tannin? We've strayed into completely different territory now, surely.
We have to. Gary Vaynerchuk gets all over the place. I mean, he if he can, you know, be uninhibited, why can't we?
It's growing on me, though.
Is
I have
it?
To say, yeah.
I could drink nothing else, right?
Yes. Well,
okay, look, I told you, we're keeping this one. We need to go on to get shot of the other O'Shea's Irish Stout, the Hobgoblin and the Old Speckled Hen. I vote we don't open the Old Speckled Hen at all.
Mm.
And we don't touch the Hobgoblin either, right? We'll try the Irish Stout and we'll definitely come back to the O'Hara's.
Yes.
Yeah?
That's a great
And we'll get clean glasses.
Yes.
Okay, this is... What are we? I've lost track. This is definitely O'Shea's traditional Irish stout, which is 4.5. But Roger, as soon as I got a mouthful of this in here, I went immediately to cracked coffee beans and chocolate. Where did you go?
For a start, it's much smoother than the other two we've had, I think. I also think it's a little bit watery.
That's because it's got water in it.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm used to a little bit
thick,
more volume.
Thick Murphy's, right?
Yes, thick.
The paddy drink, right?
The Murphy's meal in paddy, a glass.
Meal
in a glass.
This is not meal in a glass.
No, this is,
but
this
I like
is quite
this.
Light.
I'm going to defend this against your onslaught with your snooty Murphy's high-handed approach.
All I said was it's a bit watery. It's a bit light.
Well, when I've had a few to drink, I'm definitely going to interpret that in a way that you mightn't have meant. But I think that's not bad, actually.
Of the three stouts we've had, I would...
That walks away. That's the only one that doesn't feel to me like medicine.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're giving a definite big thumbs up to O'Shea's. We're advising them to shut down production of their other line and stick with their knitting. Right?
Yes. Well, absolutely. No, don't trust us. This is
why not trust us? I mean, they might as well trust someone. Anyway, okay, that's enough said about this. But actually, I will not be immediately pouring this down. I'm going to have a little bit more of this before. But I'm definitely keen on not opening, I'm going to slur my words a minute, Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin.
And Old Speckled Hen.
Old Speckled Hen.
Right? Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Right. So we're just now down to O'Hara's versus O'Shea's.
Yes.
For the runoff.
For the final, yes.
Yeah. And we'll take a break before we come back to you with the results of the O'Mahony House jury. Oh yes, you're not getting away with straying into what was that last thing you said, Roger? Own up to it.
I was smelling the O'Hara's Irish Pale Ale again. It has a definite bouquet that I'm not familiar with
get to the point. I caught you through comparing it with what?
Ice wine.
Say louder, please.
Ice wine. Dessert wine. German dessert wine called ice wine.
Yes, and I can hear Moz, whatever his name is, who brought
Maurice
O'Mahony, who came into this kitchen with three ice wines and a faux ice wine, and I can hear him turning in his grave. You describing a you're describing O'Hara's pale Irish pale ale as an ice wine.
No, I'm set.
How much have you had, Roger?
I've had less than you. I'm comparing the smell to... I'm not comparing the drink. But the smell is reminiscent to me. To me, the man that Maurice, our wine connoisseur friend, suggested to get his...
This man can keep really cool in a crisis, I guarantee you. He's not half like me. I kind of lose it in a crisis. But you're maintaining a very steady, measured commentary on this. And you're into ice wine drinking and you make it even sound credible.
Really? Yes. That's because I'm the boring one.
Roger, overall, we're down to the last 1 minute and 13 seconds of our tasting because we're going to go silent in a minute. So it's head-to-head. It's a straight contest between a chocolatey brown or dark chocolatey brown one and a fruity, light, see-through one that you've described as a photographer's dream.
I would have to give it to... I will give it to O'Hara's Irish Pale Ale by a nose.
My God, I can't believe it. That's exactly what I said to myself. By the tiniest, by that margin. What do they say in a horse racing, is it?
By no,
well, no, you're a sailor. I know you're a sailor, right? Tell us when two boats go for it. What do you win by? The narrowest margin by boats.
I don't know because I'm not a sailor.
Yeah, but you've forgotten. You told me once you were a sailor.
No, I have a legendary seasickness. I'm maritime. I used to be a shipping correspondent.
That's better. You were used to be a shipping correspondent. Okay, so when two tankers race against each other. Anyway, we have basically been testing beers. Roger Overall, Paul O'Mahony.